Anna Richards heads up the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP. You can find them online at chapelhillcarboroughnaacp.com. And she joins us now here in the studio to talk about that and more. Anna, how are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing good. So, thoughts about Silent Sam? We got the word last week that the board was putting off this decision, this announcement, the announcement of a plan, and we're starting to get the impression that board members are just going to keep putting this off and putting this off until the issue goes away, which I think a lot of people around here...
The issue's never going to go away.
Until people stop talking about what's going to happen to the statue.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we were, you know, waiting with kind of bated breath on the decision to come out, or at least next steps coming out of the meeting this week. And as you mentioned, I think it actually came out by tweet last week that the Board of Governors had taken it off, and no date. But I don't think. I don't think you can close the chapter on it until there is a decision one way or the other. And so hopefully they're coming up with a really good plan to move it somewhere else.
Yeah. At what point do they put it off and put it off and put it off until we all just kind of collectively agree that the decision's been made and it's just going to be in storage forever?
Well, it would take some time for us to get. Maybe it would take a change in the law, in the legislature, you know, for there to be a different number of people changed out of the legislature.
In the General Assembly,
Or which might result in new members of the BLG. Or it might result in a law change. So that could take a while. And I honestly guess that would be an approach to just kind of keep kicking the can. But it doesn't resolve the issue. And, you know, the Confederate flag supporters and the Confederate monument supporters were just here earlier this month, with the monument gone, they're still coming to town,
and there's still concerns about vandalism at the Unsung Founders Memorial.
Yes.
I was just on campus sometime this weekend, I think Saturday or Sunday, and they still have the barriers up around that, so that hasn't gone away.
So as long as I think the open issue is certainly not as controversial as it being there, but it doesn't resolve the situation. I think you gotta pony up and make a decision.
Speaking with Anna Richards again, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.com, the website if you want more information about the Chapel Hill Carborough chapter. Other things on your mind this week, upcoming events, things that you're following?
Well, we've got our meeting coming up a week from Saturday, June 1, at the Rogers Road Community Center, and we would invite folks who are interested in working on our projects. We got a number of things, exciting things coming up in June. We are our health committee is working to promote prostate cancer health, which impacts the African American community at a greater rate. And so there's a national movement around Father's Day for encouraging people to get checked out for prostate cancer. So we're promoting that this year for the first time here in Chapel Hill, and hopefully going to be working with a couple of our churches here in the African American community of Chapel Hill. Also, we talked before, I'm not sure. As you probably know, this is the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall riots later in June 28th. And we are going to have an exciting program June 23rd at Chapel Hill Public Library. talking about Bayard Rustin having a film of his life and talking about his connection to Chapel Hill. He was an early freedom rider back in 47, mm-hmm. long before the civil rights movement of the 60s and the Chapel Hill Nine and all that, got arrested here in Chapel Hill. It's kind of interesting stories about that whole incident. There is a marker now where the old bus station used to be up on Franklin and
Columbia. It's right downtown. Yeah,
right downtown. And that marker, there were eight freedom riders who came through Chapel Hill. They were protected by ministers here in town. They were arrested. The judge actually sentenced the white, there were four white men, four black men, actually sentenced the white men to the chain gang for 30 days, mm-hmm. not 30 years. And then charged Rustin with a fine. He said he was actually more upset with the white men for participating in such a dastardly act than he was with Bayard Rustin.
Yeah.
But that's an interesting, you know, part of Chapel Hill history, and he is a really fascinating figure. Was a mentor to Martin Luther King. Was very much involved with really the brains, a lot of people feel, in terms of organizing the March on Washington in 63, and lived until 1987 and had a tremendous impact on generations of freedom fighters. So come out. That'll be Sunday afternoon, June 23rd. We're going to have an intergenerational panel talking about the progress that has been made in the LGBTQ community. He was a gay, openly gay man at a time when that was not an acceptable thing. And many people feel that's why his story is not as well known, and he was more in the background in terms of the civil rights movement, but a really heroic figure. And I've learned a lot just through doing a little research on this project. But again, June 23rd, Sunday afternoon, 3 to 5 at the Chapel Hill Public Library.
I'm looking forward to that. And again, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.com for more information. And the little bit that I know about the original Freedom Rides in 47, they mm-hmm. were... they were doing that following a Supreme Court decision striking down segregation on public transit in 1947.
Yes.
And you think 15 years later, they're still fighting
yes.
that fight to get a Supreme Court decision enforced.
Yes.
Just a fascinating story about just American government and American society
American
and how long
society.
It takes.
And the last thing I'll mention, and, mm-hmm. and I think it goes directly to that, is that we are... we haven't kicked it off yet, but we are going to be kicking off a book read of Stony the Road, which many people may have heard of that through the PBS special written by Henry Louis Gates. It talks about Reconstruction, and I think as we understand more about Jim Crow and Reconstruction, we'll get a better view of why it's been so hard and long to to win these battles,
mm-hmm.
and even after the battle is won, to enact the laws that have been passed. So
yeah.
More
and then
to
fight
on the
backlash
yes,
as well.
The backlash, absolutely. So more to come on the book read, but it'll be a learning summer for the community, hopefully.
Sounds good. Again, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.com for more information on the Chapel Hill Carborough chapter. And mark your calendars for June 23rd, 3 to 5, right at the Chapel Hill Public Library
right.
for the event on Bayard Rustin ahead of the 50th anniversary of Stonewall. Honor Richards, thank you so much.
Thank you.